This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bezos goes to space while Senator Rand Paul and Anthony Fauci go 12 rounds. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. The red carpet has been rolled out for every single one of you, no matter where you hail from, whatever nook and cranny. So Dr. Anthony Fauci and Republican Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky erupted in what you would call, a contentious debate over the origins of the coronavirus during a heated hearing Tuesday on Capitol Hill. So once again, it prompted Fauci to rebuke Paul. He says Paul's claims were unfounded, that the National Institutes of Health played a role in funding research that led to the origin of the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's the setup and the first jab from Senator Paul.
Viruses that in nature only infect animals were manipulated in the Wuhan lab to gain the function of infecting humans. This research fits the definition of the research that the NIH said was subject to the pause in 2014 to 2017, a pause in funding on gain of function. But the NIH failed to recognize this, defines it away, and it never came under any scrutiny. Dr. Richard E. Bright, a molecular biologist from Rutgers, described this research in Wuhan as, "The Wuhan lab used NIH funding to construct novel chimeric SARS-related coronaviruses able to infect human cells and laboratory animals. This is high-risk research that creates new potential pandemic pathogens that exist only in the lab, not in nature. This research matches," these are Dr. Ebright's words, "this research matches, indeed epitomizes, the definition of gain-of-function research."
All right, so that was Paul. And then coming out of his corner, Anthony Fauci, the top doc of the NIH, said this.
"Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right?
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
All right, so who knows the origins of this virus? It really is kind of a split decision with some in the intelligence community. It's a little bit different when it comes to the scientific community. They believe that the origination was not in the lab. Most, because you heard what the one paper said, most believe that it happened in one of the wet markets. Will we ever know? I mean, here's the thing. It is infuriating that China does not cooperate and give us the information that we need and the access that that we need as a world, as anybody listening, anybody in the world, because so many people died. There was so much vitriol that was thrown into the air as a result of this virus. I think more information is necessary to really trace this and track this down and shut it down once and for all, because this is, I believe, completely traceable. But that's not happening. There's not that full-on cooperation with China, and I don't believe there ever will be. So we'll probably never know the Wuhan lab versus the wet market. I don't think so. And will we see a rematch of Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, and Dr. Anthony Fauci? You bet. because this is the show that keeps on happening. It's going to pop up again in the future. I guarantee it. Speaking of popping up, I haven't talked too much about this, a little bit on this show, but Cuba is just on fire with outrageousness when it comes to the government. Talk about secrecy, shutting down the internet, etc., and the protests of the people who have had enough with the demonstrations in Cuba. You got to think that some people are going to try to get away, and that means find a raft, find a way, get out of Cuba, do the exile thing. And they've got families in South Florida, and are they staying put or are they on the move? So the seas, I guess, have been mostly empty except for, you know, speed boaters, that kind of thing. And there have been fears that Cubans would take to the water. Thousands did it in 1980, in 1994, and a little bit in 2016. But so far, no mass exodus. There are a lot of eyes on that base of water to see if more of that starts to happen. The House Foreign Affairs Committee held a hearing on Tuesday, what they called the historic protest in Cuba and the crackdown on free expression. Testimony from human rights activists tracking allegations of arrests and repression in Cuba. If you don't know the story, massive protests broke out July 11th after the worst economic crisis in decades, with soaring inflation, food shortages, supplies, electricity, concerns of the coronavirus. And the Cuban government has blamed the unrest on U.S. policies and intervention from dissidents. And they're probably not going to lose their grip on power that the late leader, Fidel Castro, certainly got his teeth into, you might say, over six decades, even though you've got a new president in Miguel Díaz-Canel. He might have not the kind of reign that Fidel Castro had, but he certainly is in power. And in South Florida, the hopes are soaring that Cubans would continue protesting and maybe push through a change or force multi-party elections instead of having to flee and jump aboard some kind of makeshift raft or whatever just to get out of Cuba. So in Miami, they are protesting all over the place, which makes sense. They demonstrated near a national landmark called the Ellis Island of the South, because that was where thousands of Cuban refugees came from Cuba, fled after Castro rose to power in 1959. So Republicans, Democrats, there's bipartisanship, Republicans and Democrats mingling in those big crowds with Cuban flags and U.S. flags, and others rallying in boats that were out there on the bay. And, you know, where will this end up in history? Where will it end up? Because you definitely have people who are suffering, who don't have enough food, who are stuck and can't get out of Cuba. And one reason the number may be smaller is thousands more migrants are traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border to gain entry by land. So mostly they're trying that. Customs and Border Patrol data shows that Cubans have made 26,000 attempts to cross the waterway so far this year, some more than once, up from 14,000, though, last year. So they still are on the move, trying to get out of the grasps of communism. Coming up, the Man Cave. Lots to celebrate in Milwaukee and the rest of Wisconsin.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Kate Delaney. We have Ashley Cantano with us. She's the public policy manager at Facebook. She's going to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. I know that a program started a couple of months ago. Tell us more about that, Ash.
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
What about mobile vaccines?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, where can we find out more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
Thanks, Ashley, for sharing the information on COVID-19 vaccinations.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're in the man cave, a.k.a. woman cave, from us, for some of us anyway, where they have those she sheds. Remember they're popular, the she shed thing? I don't know. I think it's split. I think there would be some women in the man cave, right? In case you don't know, I wrote a book called Invade the Man Cave. And if you're saying, why? What is she in the man cave? It's because I bumped my head on the proverbial glass ceiling, even though a lot of guys tried to help me. 500 rejections, it worked out. I flew with the Cowboys, covered the Yankees and the Texas Rangers and the Los Angeles Dodgers. And for somebody who's a content junkie, news, politics, biz, cool things like high-impact authors and that kind of thing, to get to do sports was quite a thrill for me. And again, so many people supported me in that, and each and every day I am so thankful. I bet the Bucks are thankful, because the fans certainly are. They won a title for the first time in 50 years. What an epic performance by Giannis Antetokounmpo. He just was phenomenal. So he deserved to be the MVP, but he'd be the first to say he wasn't the only one on the floor. He did have 50 points. The Bucks beat the Phoenix Suns. Boy, tough for the Suns. They were almost there. A 105-98 game six. So this goes back to 1971 when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Oscar Robertson, the Big O, propelled the Bucks over the Baltimore Bullets. That's how far back you have to go. Pretty incredible. As I said, Giannis was the man, 50 points, his sixth highest scoring performance, or the sixth highest, in finals history. in all final three games of the series, all very close. Milwaukee just pulled it out. I mean, they just pulled it out. And so they were stronger in the end. And it was pretty incredible to watch this series. I feel badly for the Suns and elated for Milwaukee Bucks fans and for Milwaukee because, again, the series did not disappoint. You could argue that some of the whistles on some of the fouls disappointed, and I think the refs needed to swallow their whistles. Especially in this last game, there were a couple of that I saw that I thought just, you know, absolutely no way. But I get it, you know, it's tough. It kind of, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of pass interference in a different way in football. That we could go to a man cave and argue about pass interference and what it is and how it keeps getting changed. And you think it's going to be the year that it's 100% better. You get it. You get what it is. And then there's wacky calls. And I think there were a couple of fouls that weren't fouls that happened in this game. But regardless, the Milwaukee won. It wasn't about that. And they'll have their big parade. The fans were on hand. And last year was all about being in a bubble. So this is pretty exciting stuff for sure. Not exciting for the other fans in Wisconsin who are fans of the Packers, which a lot of those Bucks fans would be Packer fans too. Aaron Rodgers declined the Packers contract extension. With 1 week left until the Packers open training camp, Rodgers and the team are locked in a stalemate. So what does this mean? Apparently this leaked out that there was an offer that was made and that the offer would have, you know, was an incredible offer. It would have been one of the best, period, in the league. You think about Pat Mahomes' 10-year, $450 million deal. But at $33.5 million annually, Rodgers is tied with Detroit Lions quarterback Jared Goff for the fifth highest paid player in the league. The Packers, I guess, were willing, supposedly, to make Rodgers the highest paid player in the league. Again, these are rumors, and there are sources on these rumors, but it's not definite. It's not written in stone. Just that multiple people have had talks and said or know that the Packers initially offered to restructure the remaining 3 years. How much money would have been guaranteed in those 3 years, blah, 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 all of that. You know, who knows? And then they draft Jordan Love in the first round last season. So that was after Rodgers didn't want the offer. And then the Packers returned with the extension. So Rodgers' frustration with the Packers might be even deeper than financial. The riff is maybe more personal. And he's kind of hinted at that a little bit. But the Packers are leaving the door open. Who knows if, you know, he skipped voluntary organized team activities for the first time ever in his career. Then he skipped mandatory minicamp. You know, will he be there for the first practice, which is, guess what, 7 days from now, July 28th. Actually, more than that, 6 days. He could less than that because veteran players report a day earlier. Will he be there or not? I just kind of have a feeling he will be, but nothing. There is no definites on that. The sources I have, they're all over the map. They have no idea because he's been really good about shutting that down. There is no leakage in whatever is the tight circle around him, I believe. Other than this whole thing about the contract was going to be big, the extension after they kind of blew it, and I think dinged his feelings, frankly, on what happened with the draft and then offering a number that was lower, you know, so that's where that all comes from, right? Major League Baseball. The Major League Baseball trading deadline is coming up, and there are some pretty big names that could be there on the market, so you just got to look at who are the teams that are going to be in it. Certainly the teams who aren't going to be in it, who have a couple of players they might be willing to move or a player for a series of players. I mean, this is how this all works, right? Yeah, absolutely. I'm not even going to get into that because that's for another week. But this is pretty cool. The Mets hit 7 homers. They shook off 4 errors in a wild 15-11 win over the slumping Cincinnati Reds. Yes, Michael Conforto connected twice, a solo shot that capped a five-run outburst in the 11th. And they're the NL East leaders. They put Cincinnati away, their fourth straight loss to open the second half. And New York, like I said, had four errors, and they were able to shake that off, which usually can be disaster, and get the long ball to pull them back into it. So the seven home runs actually allowed by the Reds matched a franchise record. That tells you something, doesn't it? Of course it does. It's weird. Wild games have kind of been sticking to the Mets. They blew a six-run lead to lose Saturday in Pittsburgh before overcoming a 6-0 first-run deficit to win on Sunday. So is this the way they're going to win them? Frustrating New York fans to no end with errors and things that push them in the hole and then suddenly coming back. Bottom line is they lead the NL East, right? I mean, so that's it. That tells you something right there. Maybe that's all we need to know. They're leading. So if they have to dig out of redunculous mistakes, well, it's paying off for them. So that's what they're going to do. Yeah, I mean, of course, right? Once you crown a champion, and that was the Bucks, then the odds makers, they post the odds for next season. So the Milwaukee Bucks, who wrapped up their first title since 1971, have the shortest odds at plus 900. The Nets and the Lakers drew so much more money than any other team that indicates where people like to put their money, right? So the 2021-22 NBA championship odds, the Brooklyn Nets plus 230, the Lakers plus 400, the Bucks plus 900, the Golden State Warriors, boy, that's a name that we constantly heard, right? Not this time around. Warriors plus 1,000, Suns plus 1,500. Well, you get the drift here, right? And like Philly, you know, Philly's like plus 1,800, but All-Star Ben Simmons could be traded because his postseason shooting problems contributed to the losses for Philly against the Hawks. They were a big factor. Phoenix reaches the NBA Finals for the first time since 93, and they almost cashed in as the long shots at 50-1. But now they're 15-1 odds, so that's not going to happen again. That's what happens, right? This is kind of an interesting factoid. The preseason betting favorite has won the NBA title in four of the past six seasons. Over the past 35 seasons, only four teams have won the championship with odds of 15-1 or longer. That's why the odds makers know what they're doing, folks.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. State Department has issued the highest warning level against unnecessary travel to the United Kingdom amid a surge of COVID cases in that country. UK health officials recently lifting most COVID restrictions, even as the nation is recording more than 50,000 new cases a day. The UK does still require Americans to quarantine for 10 days when they enter the country. The State Department's warning coming after the CDC advised that Americans should only travel abroad if they're fully vaccinated. And for the first time since 1971, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions. The Bucks clinching the title with a 105-98 win over the Phoenix Suns in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Giannis Antetokounmpo leading all scorers with 50 points and 14 rebounds, becoming just the seventh player in the history of the Finals to have a 50-point game. His efforts in the series also earning him the Bill Russell Finals Most Valuable Player Award. This is USA Radio News. President Biden held an in-person cabinet meeting Tuesday to mark his first 6 months in office, where he touted the accomplishments of his administration. Speaking to reporters, he touted the results of his American Rescue Plan.
Shots in arms have saved a lot of lives. Checks and tax cuts to give them just a little extra breathing room, ordinary Americans. And lower health care costs, just when so many Americans needed that help. And it's helped create 3 million jobs, more than any administration has done in the first 6 months of being in office. Again, thanks to all of you. And with our bipartisan infrastructure framework and our Build Back Better plan, I think we can turn this great movement into an economic boom for some time to come.
It was the first time in his presidency that Biden had held a full cabinet meeting with all members in attendance because of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Over in Australia, and I know there are Australians listening to us, but for other people, I just want you to picture in your mind such a beautiful, beautiful place on the earth. It really, really is. And Linda Hannah Young joins us, and we're going to talk about a couple of books that she's written, and they both strike a different chord, if you will. So, Linda, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you, Kate. It's a delight to be here.
First of all, you and I, when we talked off the air, we have something in common. I don't know. We might have been musically gifted, but we didn't like the way the notes and the things that we had to look at as far as sheet music was concerned. They didn't really resonate with us. And I wish I had Linda Hannah Young in my life, because I might have gravitated more toward it if I had. Did you feel like music was too complicated to read the notes and all of that?
Oh, that was the dread of my schooling. Absolutely loving music and being very musical, but having to follow those black little notes on lines and spaces just did my head in.
Yeah, me too. And so is that part of what made you, and of course you've worked with so many children, starting off as a primary school teacher and on in your career, but what made you decide you were going to write a note for children?
Yes, well, I was teaching a whole grade, whole school level of music, and I remembered how hard it was for me to read those little notes and how I dreaded it. And it's part of the curriculum. You have to do what you are asked to do. So I started to make up these little stories about the notes. Mr. Crotchet, he can only walk, so his beat is actually a walk. a one, you know. So I just made it up in my head, and the children would ask me questions about Mr. Crotchet, and I would make it up. And one of my colleagues just said, Linda, you know, you're doing such an amazing job. These children are actually reading the music now because you've given them a different foundation. You've got to get it out of your head and put it in a book. So that's what happened. Took quite a few years to get it to that stage. But, so I've had three-year-olds who are able to read a line of music. Now, not the lines, just the rhythms of the notes. And we play games around that. And I've written actually a whole teacher's program around that as well, so that teachers can use my methodology to teach at an easy level, and it's actually fun, which is what I like.
Yeah. So here, do you hear that, all you teachers out there? This really is a great book for you to get, because it is fun, and it does, I think, pull kids in. And I was serious, Linda, you and I have that in common, because I really love music, but I just couldn't get the notes. And I think with that, with the different characters, et cetera, it would have resonated a lot better with me. And is that your hope, the takeaway, that kids, more and more kids, will be able to really learn music better?
Absolutely, and to express their love and their passion, definitely. It's such a beautiful thing. I think we need more music in the world.
Oh, boy, amen to that. We do need more music. And it's funny, it dovetails, and you can see that with your personality. I'm sure people can hear that in this conversation. And then you've written a book called Living a Meditative Lifestyle. And, you know, on radio, let's do it justice, there's incredible photography throughout this. And it really is kind of like, it's weird to say this, but maybe it's not. It's a calm book. If you sat somewhere and you didn't know how to meditate, but you have wanted to sort of understand it, or if you do meditate, I think you really get it. So explain how you came up with this idea for this book.
Yes, so all the photographs have been taken by either myself or my husband. So they're all places and things that we have experienced and observed. But I just find that I go for my meditation often is to just be very present and just experience whatever is in front of me. So that could be just a flower on a tree, or it could be the ocean, or anything really. It's everything. So this is a compilation of over a few years of writing. So I've just matched them with the photographs that were the experience that I had at the time.
Yeah. And in matching that, do you have, and it's probably hard to do this, but do you have a favorite spot in the book, or something that just seemed magical that you came up with?
There's a few for me, but probably the most poignant is the one that is actually on the front cover, which is a picture of me sitting, and I'm off in the distance, but in this beautiful green environment in front of a lake, and I've got my journal, and I'm meditating. My husband took the photo. But it was only a few years after that, in Marysville, Victoria, that Victoria had one of its worst bushfires ever, and hundreds of people lost lives or property. And that whole area was just devastated, absolutely gone, everything. But for me, that's the cycle of life, that, you know, there are times of beauty and meditation and calmness, but there are times of harshness and hardness and things that we can't even really comprehend. But then again, the new growth comes, and it's not the same as it was. It's different than it was, but it's something precious and beautiful too.
Wow. That's perfect. I mean, hashtag all over the place, especially sitting down with a journal and finding that place to find that calmness, that inner calmness. Have you always had that? I mean, you know, you've taught kids, you've raised two kids, you have, this is an interesting story for people listening, you have two daughters who are giving birth really close to each other, which I think is very cool, because I think of the cousin factor and just the whole family. So have you always had that, to a place where you could find that you could slow down, be calm, meditate?
I'll say most of the time, because being a human, there are times when it's taken a long time to get there, when big things have happened, sure. But generally, yeah, I am able to, even in a moment, even right now, if we needed to, just to be calm and quiet and just to follow the breath and just to center.
Oh, there you go. Just to center. I mean, there's just something beautiful about that. And I'm also going to do this because I think that you have a gift, and a gift that goes in a lot of different directions. Just give us a tiny sneak of this novel that's in the works.
Oh, this is an exclusive, Kate. yes, so it's called The Great Dying, which is taken from an actual period in scientific history, a time when a lot of creatures in the earth passed away, the dinosaurs and things. So the essence of this book is about the situation that the earth is in now. So the main character of the book, he is totally against everything that's any closely related to recycling or global warming or any of those things. He's put it in his mind that it's all total rubbish. There's a reason for that, and there's something in his past that has really, he's really channeling his anger from that to what's happening with the environment. So it sort of has a spiritual connection to as the story unfolds of how he starts to become more sensitive to the earth and the things of nature.
Wow, so we look forward to that. And that's a ways off. You know, it's going to be in the production stage, but it's happening. Yes. So very cool. So for the two books that we talked about, where can people find them and where can they find you on Amazon is one spot.
Yes, Amazon. And also I do have my own website, which is called deeplyimplicit.com.
Deeplyimplicit.com. Linda, yeah. Hannah Young, thank you so much.
Oh, it's been delightful. Thank you so much for having me.
So I think it's brilliant what Linda Hannah Young has done when you think about musical notes and learning about music when you're kids and, you know, saying the notes and knowing the notes and what that's like for kids when they learn. I think if in my recollection, the few times, and I mentioned, I believe, there about piano lessons, and I desperately would have loved to learn, but it was like I was reading Greek or something, and you know, I didn't speak it, so I didn't know the basic music notes, right? You think, hey, music notes are named after the first seven letters of the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But then the two clefs, and they're used, and they're primarily used, and are the treble clef, the bass clef, the treble clef, blah, blah, blah. But again, as a kid, and in me trying to figure out what that meant, forget about it. I had no clue, and I didn't have a Linda. I didn't have Linda's A Note for Children, and what a great thing to encourage kids to be able to listen and know. And that's the whole thing. I mean, you can stream it, and you go to Amazon, you'll find A Note for Children there, and you can follow Linda, you know, Hannah Young. And I think it's just a brilliant, brilliant thing. I worry that we lose too much in those beginning years where instead of closing off the minds, we could open up the minds, and I believe that's what it does. I wish that I had had that opportunity. I did play the triangle, and I did that exceptionally well because all I did was look at somebody. I was in New York, but some of you lived in New York. We were in Queens, and I was, you know, like five, and I didn't want to be on a stage and not know how to do that. And I was watching the kid in front of me, and I just kind of memorized what he was doing. I don't even know that I knew what I was playing. Just when they pointed at me, I knew to do what that kid did. But imagine if I had known how to understand music, what a difference that would have made, I think, for sure. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you?
So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
UK right now for a conversation with Deo Adajeni, and she has written a couple of books, and the first book we're going to talk about is Deja Vu, God Loves You. Isn't that a brilliant title? I love that title. And her story is really fascinating. I think many of you will be able to relate to what she talks about here. So Deo, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
Tell us about your journey to writing this book. And you and I talked off the air, and you said initially you were raised a Muslim. And how do you go from being a Muslim to really being steeped in, wow, I believe in God and I believe in Jesus, and this is powerful. What happened to you?
Well, number one, I wasn't really a practicing Muslim, to tell you the truth. But I would always keep asking questions about life, why people suffer. Why is there injustice in the world? And I just kept asking those sorts of questions, why some people rich, why some people poor. And I was really searching for answers myself. So I was on my way to play netball many years ago. And some people invited me to look into the Bible and come to a Bible discussion. I didn't go at first. But because of those questions that I still had at the back of my mind, I said, let me go and investigate. And I read the Bible from the beginning, Genesis, all the way to Revelations. And what convicted me the most was the crucifixion. And I kept saying to myself, wow, if this is true, why would why would a murderer be set free and an innocent man be crucified? And that's when I started my journey of faith to find out more about the love of God.
And by finding that faith and really digging deep, what has that meant to your life?
That's meant that I can understand my purpose in life more, understand people more, understand the love of God more, and also grow in love. Because before I found out about God really being love, I was really selfish, I was really introverted, you know, my speech wasn't really godly. But after finding out about God's true character, that helped me to change. So I'm now not so selfish. I now try to speak words of wisdom and and just to really understand my walk more in this life and to help others find basically the truth of what life is really all about.
And that's what drove you to write the book. So when people crack open the book, Deja Vu, God Loves You, which of course you can get on Amazon, that's what they'll find, right?
Yeah, it's my journey. And my journey from a step of faith and increasing faith. Because there's a passage in the Bible that says when you have faith, you can move mountains. So it's also about what I've been through in life and been able to overcome. You know, jumping over the hurdle, then the next hurdle, then the next hurdle, and becoming stronger in my faith. And I wish people to have that as well. Those, even if you have little faith, even if you have no faith, just to find out about the love, that God is love, he can be a friend, and the dreams that you have, they can be fulfilled. And no matter what happens in this life, to keep persevering. And if you are finding, if you really are finding out the truth, and then God, in his wisdom, however he does it, he will let you find that God is love and that God loves you.
Wow, that's just brilliant. I think of people struggling, and we know having gone through the pandemic and now we're all going on to the other side. I think in particular, Deo, a lot of people feel lost.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Seek and you shall find. What's that song called, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved the Wretch Like Me? I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. So, yeah. So people are lost, but they can be found by God and they can actually find their true selves. And not blind like a blind person, but blind maybe to spiritual things. And they'll be able to see the truth of God and the truth of their own hearts as well.
Yeah. And so to follow that up, you wrote another book that's also on Amazon, Why Question Jesus? Tell us about that book.
Yeah, that's right. When I kept telling everyone, because I was so determined, oh, you've got to know this God, you've got to know this God, you've got to know this God of the Bible. And people would ask me 1.5 million questions. So I would go back, I'd write their questions down, go back to the Bible, and sort of like, okay, that's the answer. So next time if somebody else asks that question, I'll be able to answer it. And that's where I wrote, Why Question Jesus? Yeah. Why question him?
Yeah, that's a great title. Why Question Jesus? So why question Jesus? That's what it's about, right?
Yeah. And yeah, keep questioning, because it's only by questioning then you'll get your answers.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. If we take both of these books, I mean, really, that's the meaning, right, of where are you headed, and you're living proof of the difference it makes when you believe.
That's right, Kate. Yes. Yes, it does take faith and it does take belief.
Was it fun to write the book?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I really enjoyed it because even as I was writing it, I learned more about God. And just the fact that Jesus as well, he's got worldwide impact. He's the foundation of works of music, art, literature. He's inspiration. Other historical sources that are outside the Bible refer to Jesus as surprising and supernatural. So, yeah, that's how we get the hospitals. That's how we get the care homes. That's how we got the, you know, all the good things that people have done, it really comes from the character of Christ.
Yeah, I think that sums it up.
And his qualities.
Yeah, I think that sums it up. Deo Adad Jenny, you can get this on Amazon.
Adeniji.
Yeah, there you go. You can get the book.
Adeniji.
There, I knew I would say it. You can get the book on Amazon, Deja Vu, God Loves You, or Why Question Jesus. Both of them, of course, are there. And I just have to tell everybody, because I can see Deo, you can tell you are just filled with positivity and light, just a brilliant smile and a happy, happy person. And I think that's probably another big takeaway from the road that you traveled, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kate. Yeah. Life, love, and light.
Oh, all brilliant. In one. Brilliant. Thank you so much. I love what Deo is talking about there in the walk in her life, as she talked about in the beginning, and how there's so many hurdles, right, that you jump over, that you leap over. And just when you think you have found the answer, something else happens. Or you go around a curve and you're flying 100 miles an hour, but you're, wow, right on course. And then something shakes you to your core. And this is something collectively in the world that certainly we've seen through the pandemic, the changes that have happened to so many people because they weren't in control anymore. And that idea of thinking you're in control and what is the higher power. And I love her journey, and just listening to her voice, when you hear her, she has that passion and that energy. So she has the energy to go over those hurdles, and she's really telling you in her book, Deja Vu, especially God Loves You, that that's what it's about, right? So when you have that, power, so to speak, of belief, and especially when you didn't have it, just a tiny speck of it, and then suddenly you discover it, what happens? And particularly when you're older, when you're trying to find your way in life, and then all of a sudden it just kind of hits you like a ton of bricks that, wow, I just didn't realize that. And that's what's so interesting, how her, as she said, her faith, how it was increasing and what was happening. Like, she knew that no matter what, life threw at her, and she's telling that to you, the listeners of the show, and of course the readers, that there is this way that I saw. There are these things that happen to you, but when you have that belief, and when you didn't really have it in the beginning, it is so interesting the way that that blossoms. It just reminds me of flowers, when flowers blossom and they slowly open and suddenly they're magnificent. Anyway, really enjoyed Deo. She's terrific and just incredible, incredible energy. So thank you so much for listening to the show. And remember, make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.